USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president from Poland trying to rally global support for Ukraine.
We stand with you. Period.
In a speech that lasted about a half hour, the president blasted his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He says the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine caused some other things to happen that Putin did not expect.
Rather than breaking Ukrainian resolve, Russia's brutal tactics have strengthened the resolve. Rather than driving NATO apart, the West is now stronger and more united than it has ever been.
Russia not conquering Ukraine as swiftly as Putin expected. It's signaling a change in strategy, but the Biden administration says they are going to watch what the Kremlin does as opposed to what they say. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban seeking his country's neutrality in the war in Ukraine, causing frustration and outrage instead, including from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The U.S. called for tougher sanctions on North Korea after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. Members of Canada's indigenous population and the Vatican are set to meet next week. The Assembly of First Nations expecting a public apology from the Vatican after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest indigenous residential school. More than 150,000 indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools from the 19th century through the 1970s. Chinese authorities say none of the 132 people aboard a China Eastern flight that crashed last week survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A new nuclear deal with Iran is close, but who is holding up the deal is being debated.
Iran's foreign minister claims that his country is ready to reach a long-lasting agreement with world powers, blaming the latest failure to revive Tehran's tattered nuclear deal on allegedly unrealistic visions by the United States. Speaking during a visit to Beirut, the foreign minister urged the United States to stop wasting time. Nuclear negotiations nearly reached completion on the deal earlier this month before Russia demanded that its trade with Iran be exempted from Western sanctions over Ukraine. Negotiators have yet to reconvene in the Austrian capital, and it's unclear exactly what hurdles lie ahead. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We now know how much your favorite baseball team is worth.
Major League Baseball teams are worth a lot of money, and the New York Yankees are worth a lot more money than any other team. Forbes reports average Major League team value is up to almost $2.1 billion. The Yankees are worth $6 billion, far above the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers, valued at a little under $4.1 billion. Rounding out the top five, the Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, and San Francisco Giants, all valued at more than $3 billion. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Add the British Museum in London to the list of cultural institutions that have decided to remove the Sackler name from its galleries and endowments. The Sackler name has become synonymous with the opioid crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.